This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Well, there's never a shortage of things to discuss here on KGMI Connects, and we hope you'll join us and do just that. 360-676-5464. Lots going on in this little world of ours. Been talking about what's happening in Ukraine. And with 24/7 news coverage, I have never seen so much video of Russian tanks and soldiers firing guns and tossing grenades and practice and this sort of thing. Good golly. I mean, is it a little bit over the top? I sometimes you wonder. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but just the amount of coverage of this and the incessant video of tanks being unloaded and cruising down snowy roads, and there we got goose-stepping Russian soldiers, I guess, reminiscent of the Soviet soldiers. But then we've got, Mukilteo schools now taking To Kill a Mockingbird off the required reading list. The book is still available. It's not banned from schools, but taken off the required reading list, apparently, for students in their school system there. Not sure what ages were reading it, but, I understand we're in a different time now, and sensitivities maybe are a little greater as far as language that's used. But so many of these great works, Huckleberry Finn comes to mind, works by Faulkner and other literary greats that were written in a time and in a place where this kind of language was common. And this is how people were referred to. And do we step that far back from some of these works of art and really important contributions to our culture if you're concerned about racial slurs being used in a literary work like To Kill a Mockingbird, or is it the right thing to do? We've got that to discuss. We've got, schools considering... boards considering whether school kids should have to be vaccinated. Oh, and we got Neil Young saying, take me off Spotify if Spotify doesn't give Joe Rogan the boot. And on one hand, I kind of agree with him because I think Joe Rogan is kind of a nut. I've never watched or checked out his podcast. I'm really not that familiar with the guy other than what I see written about him and said about him in the media. But the guy does have, I think it's not a positive or a good or a helpful message. Now, I guess you could say Neil Young, you've shared record stores with for decades now with artists that you maybe have a message you don't agree with. You could say that, but I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to go about spouting off stuff that I would say it contributes to the spread of a pandemic and the lethality of a pandemic, but it's a whole another thing to thing about misogyny or violence or that sort of thing. But anyway, there's lots of the things to discuss. As I said, there's just never any shortage, and we want to hear from you. 360-676-5464. Let's start in Anacortes, and Jackie joins us. Hi, Jackie. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I was wondering if you heard any of the story about this lady in our area who is suffering with terminal cancer, and because of Inslee's edict that there's no no surgery allowed unless it's life-threatening. Well, she is terminal, but the doctors have agreed she has a brain tumor. And they agree that if they can take that out, which they're all ready to until Inslee stops this, to give her more time with her kids and her husband, you know. And I think this has just gone too far. You know, how does he have the power to stop this? Using COVID again, the doctors were willing to do it. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about this specific case. I'm not familiar with it. Is it there in Skagit County? Is it at Island Hospital, or
well,
do you know?
She was interviewed this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
It was talked about last week, too. Her name is Angela. That's all they say.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't know if she's in Snohomish. I don't know. They just said she's in the area. And she's suffering terrible with this tumor in her head, the size of a lime.
Mm,
and she excruciating pain. And the doctors, you know, they can help this poor woman. She's terminal, but let's give her a chance to extend her life and what's left, not to suffer. And I just think that they're just using this COVID. It's just going too far when they can stop a person from getting, you know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. As I understand it, though, what the directive is that elective surgery, joint replacements, things like that, things that safely be put off. I don't know how this type of a surgery would fall into that, and I'll have to check it out. Angela is her name, and I'll see if I can find out more information. And
yeah, you can find it on KGMI. Cairo.
Okay.
You know, he said, "Well, it's not life threatening. You know, it's like she's not on death's doorstep right now because she might have, you know, few more months to live." But
yeah.
I think it's heading for dictatorship here, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, thank you for your time.
Thanks for your call, Jackie. Nice to hear from you and find out more about some of these, you know, this type of a situation, which is, it's what we want to know about what's happening to our neighbors and have an understanding of all of this. But let's go to John in Ferndale. Hi, John.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, my heart goes out to anyone who's suffering. It's like you have to wonder, like, is it benign? Is it malignant? Is the hospital clogged with people who didn't get vaccinated? And is that the reason that there's no staff? Anyway, Dennis Prager, he's always going on about this pain product, right, that he sells, I guess once you start taking it, you're on it forever. And now I know why, because he ties himself into pretzels every show, right?
Okay.
So today, he's like, well, the Democrats have been saying Russia, 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 and so what's Joe Biden going to do? But what are they going to say now? It's like, yeah, we told you so. Putin is a bad dude. He invades his neighbors. But the Ukraine is not part of NATO. And, you know, they are a part of the former Soviet Union. And it's like if they had chosen, but they've got Javelin missiles and maybe this is just a ploy. It's like, look, Putin's going to do what Putin's going to do. Mm-hmm. And only that psychopath knows, you know, what's going to serve him and when to stop and, you know, when the PR, when he's starting to lose the PR and, or whatever, right? But we are put in a reactionary position, and I'm glad that we're there for our NATO allies. They've been there for us on 9/11. They mobilized. So it's like, yeah, and apparently Prager does not like Angela Merkel because Trump say so.
Okay.
But speaking of that, December 16th, 2020, so right after the election, they're tracking down the source of this executive order that Trump didn't have the guts to sign, right? But this would have put, literally, it would have put Sidney Powell, that nut, appointed her a special prosecutor, right? And Field Marshal Michael Flynn to conduct the military takeover of our ballots and voting machines, Joe. And, you know, I love you, right? You're like a brother to me. But, you know, you got a case of both sides-itis. And this is not, you know, you're living in extraordinary times. We've never had a sitting president trying to steal his reelection and fail. You know, it's all uncharted territory. And I'm not over January 6th yet, Joe.
All right.
Lot of us, you know,
it's
like Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and January 6th. Because unlike Pearl Harbor, when even if they'd have taken the state of, or the territory then of Hawaii, that wouldn't have toppled the United States. If they'd have leveled every building in New York City, it wouldn't have toppled the United States. But, you know, that orange pimple is going to try again, Joe.
All right,
within
John.
Your lifetime and mine, and we will stop him again. And this red tide that they're talking about, this red wave, you know, tsunamis always come in sets. So be prepared for another blue tsunami.
All right, there we got it. All right, let's go to, thanks, John. Let's go to Craig in Bellingham. Hi, Craig.
Yes, hi. I'm kind of on a five-minute delay here. I guess that's what I'm listening online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little. It is a little bit delayed. I don't know about 5 minutes, but it is delayed. Yeah.
The news comes on at 4:04, so.
Okay. Well,
there's about a four-minute delay.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that you kind of reveal yourself and when you say that you didn't even listen to Joe Rogan, that you take other people's, what they write. And, you know, that's the exact problem with us wrong in America and this whole COVID response, is we're listening to what one person thinks about it, which is Dr. Fauci, pretty much exclusively to all others. There are thousands of doctors around the world that are screaming at the top of their lungs, we have to stop these shots because they're killing people. There's a blackout of the yesterday there was a Medical Doctors for Pandemic Response Roundtable, hosted by Ron Johnson. The media hasn't covered it anywhere. I had to look for it, and I found it on banned video. 5 hours of doctors and Malone's there. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw one excerpt, which I sent around to a few people. The whole numbers game, the approval of remdesivir, which about 30% of the time will kill the person it's given. This is a protocol done by Anthony Fauci. He directed all hospitals, nothing but remdesivir as any treatment. People come in sick, they're sent home, come back when you're sicker, and more often than not, they go on remdesivir. Their kidneys shut down, their lungs fill up with water, and they die. A local person here I talked to, her son was killed by it. They expressly said, no ventilator, no remdesivir. And they did it anyway, and he died. Okay. These numbers are faulty. If you go to the CDC website yourself, look on there, it'll say 6% of the people that of this total number of 800,000, 6% have died from COVID only. All the other ones have. Even Walensky was on television saying, they have 4 to 5 other core morbidities, or all
okay.
the rest of them.
So
that's 94%.
All right,
of them.
All right. I'll quite frankly, I don't need Joe Rogan to tell me what I trust.
No,
Doctor, I trust Dr. Fauci a lot more than Joe Rogan, and I have looked into.
Why don't you trust the inventor of? Why don't you trust the inventor of the mRNA?
You mentioned Dr. Malone. Okay, you mentioned Dr. Malone, and I have read up on. I have read up on him, and. He didn't invent. Now listen. Can I talk? I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He didn't invent this type of vaccine.
Have you studied that extensively so you can say that with all certainty?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
From what I've read, he did not invent it. He did some important experiments back in the late
80s. You're picking at something that really doesn't matter
okay.
in the end. He was involved
right.
in it. He knows about it more than you do.
He's a guy who by most reports, he's done important things. He's a very smart guy. And Many had Craig, but many had considered him to be maybe a Nobel, a candidate for a Nobel because of his work. However, he's also expressed concern that he hasn't been recognized for the work he's done, because what he did help advance this type of vaccine, the type that are the Pfizer, the Moderna. But then many people came after him and worked and perfected the process and created what we have today as far as these vaccines and other similar types of vaccines. But he claims to be the inventor. I have not seen any independent source that says, yes, this guy invented the vaccine and he is the be-all, end-all as far as authority on it. And I'm just responding to what Craig said, but I want to hear from you. And I've got a full lines and we'll get right to you. I've got to take a quick break here on KGMI Connects, and we'll be back in a moment. 360-676-5464.
Hi, this is Savannah Josens. Do you own a pet monkey? Nah, that'd just be bananas. Whether you're looking to buy a car or get one serviced, come to Hinton Chevrolet, where there's no monkey business.
Hinton Chevrolet Buick, doing business with a tradition of trust since 1947. Located on the Guide in Linden, across from McDonald's, or online at hintonmotors.com.
Cascade Natural Gas is offering energy efficiency rebates so you can enjoy more comfort in every room of your home and a lower energy bill, all while earning cash incentives. Want to find out more about insulating your home floors, walls, ceiling, and attic to keep it warm in the winter and cool in the summer and earn Cascade rebates?
Call Kaz Energy Services, a Cascade Natural Gas trade ally. Comfort from A to Z. Their staff includes electricians, plumbers, asbestos workers, and carpenters specializing in energy savings from ventilation, air sealing, duct sealing, and insulation to indoor air quality. And Kaz can also offer instant rebates on HVAC equipment as a Cascade Natural Gas trade ally. Kaz, the county's premier weatherization and home performance specialists. Contact Kaz today online at CAZConstruction.com.
So if you're a Cascade Natural Gas customer, take another walk through your home and start thinking of all the rebates you could earn when you upgrade the energy efficiency of your home. Don't wait. Find out more today at cngc.com to start earning your cash rebates.
Hi, Marcia Neal with Vibrant USA, here to talk to you about health insurance. Are you looking at retiring soon? Or maybe a change in your employment left you without coverage? Whether it is Medicare or individual health insurance you need, find out how working with a licensed insurance agent at Vibrant USA can help you navigate the plans available in your area and help you make the best choice for you and your family. Learn more today by visiting us at VibrantUSA.com and see how we can make finding the right plan a breeze.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Now let's go right back to the phones. Welcome Lewis in Linden to the program. Hi, Lewis.
Oh, hi, Joe. How's it going?
Good, good. What are your thoughts today?
Yeah, very few people are aware that during the Cold War and after the Cold War, the Soviet Union used the Black Water, Black Sea port of Sevastopol. And Sevastopol is in Ukraine. It's part of Ukraine. And the only warm water port Russia has is that one there. All their other ports freeze over in winter. So the Russians consider a vital interest for them to have a warm water port from which they can have ships coming and going, trade, military ships.
Uh-huh.
And so what most people don't understand is that the Russians have what feel that they have a vital interest in retaining control of that port, and Ukrainians, of course, want that to be only their port.
Wasn't that part of the Crimea takeover because they wanted ports on that peninsula?
Yeah. If you look at a map of the Black Sea, you'll see that that sea can go through straits and come to the Mediterranean. And it never freezes in winter. Unlike all the other ports the Russians have, their other winter ports freeze over in the winter. So the Russians consider it a vital interest. We, the United States, we have no vital interest in that part of the world. But, of course, we want to help Ukrainians to stay free, but we have no vital interest, and there's no reason for us to send troops or promote a war, except the military-industrial complex, as you know, ever since Vietnam, have always thought that they never liked a military spending program they didn't appreciate. You know, they never saw one they didn't love.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Boeing, everybody else, they make billions of dollars for military, and they have very powerful lobbyists who keep pushing us into these hopeless endeavors. We can't. The Ukraine and Russia have to work out their own disputes. We can't do it for them. It's a sad situation that may develop here because of misunderstanding and misplaced priorities.
Yeah, and how far do we stick our necks out to get involved, like you say?
Well, I understand. You know, Trump was using sanctions against Russia and China, and that's certainly appropriate. But we should never commit troops in these disputes
because
we can't solve them with troops. As we learned in Vietnam, as we learned in Afghanistan, there's only so much we can do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks for your thoughts, Lynn. Lewis, great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to our friend Rich in Ferndale. Hey, Rich.
How's Joe today?
Doing well, right.
That's good. You were talking today about Huckleberry Finn and other classic reading. That's being taken out of schools because it's racist? Is that the gist of it?
Well, that's what I understand. It's not taken out of schools. In this case, it was removed from the required reading list, the list of books.
Not taken out, but just kind of like put on a back.
Right. It'll still be in the library. Students can still go and check it out and read it, and it's available to them, but it's not on a list of, okay, you have to read these books by the end of the school year, by the end of the semester, that sort of a thing.
Well, this is one of the products of rewriting history with the left and the progressives. They take things that have been perfectly fine for generations, and they call it racist and turn it racist. And it's like you've said, I don't think you thought of this, but the people who are doing this are people that you support, and all the people on the left that are, I mean, this is just another shame. We're rewriting the past, and we're furthering every little thing as being racist. Now a book, a classic books are kind of being poo-pooed, and you're like, I mean, if we judge every inanimate object and thing in life based on race or racial equity, that's totally unhealthy.
Well, I would agree, but as far as society, there are things that there are always going to be people that have extreme reactions, and people will read Huck Finn or read To Kill a Mockingbird, and those terms and those references and that were used in those days toward people of different races and that sort of thing, they'll jump out at them and they'll react against it and want to shun that and keep it away from others. We're at the same time, but as a society, we have to come to an agreement. Or come to a happy medium of what is acceptable and what isn't, and we keep what is acceptable and we move forward and we understand that, okay, this isn't maybe whatever term you want to say, this isn't, wouldn't be acceptable were it to be written today, but it is.
But what a shame that we've taken so much tools off the shelf. What are we going to end up with? Half the dictionary, we can't use this or that word because every other word is now racist.
Well, at one time,
wasn't a big deal then.
But at one time, it was perfectly acceptable in the United States to name a National Football League team, a professional football league team, give it a racist name, and it took decades.
But it's not racist. Naming something after Native Americans is not racist.
I'm sorry, but the name of the Washington. The Washington D.C. football team was up until a couple of years ago was a racist name.
But if you asked yourself that 5 years ago, you would have never said you thought that was racist.
I thought it was for when I was a kid, maybe, but that doesn't mean it wasn't. I mean,
how is the term redskin racist? That's just a nickname. You don't. No one has ever derogatorily said to a native person, "Oh, you're a redskin." this about? That's just made up.
Well, I think they did, didn't they? I mean, that was a term that was used.
I sure don't remember that term ever when I was a kid.
Well,
it was just not a thing. What about the Pickett Bridge? This guy's named Pickett, but they just want to take the name off of that because he was in the Civil War in 1860. And then he came here, and therefore he's garbage because he was in the Civil War. Now we have to rename the bridge.
Well, but you know, there's a lot involved there, and he didn't build that bridge. He built a bridge in that spot. I mean, and there's still the Pickett House here.
He was honored as a founding person of the Bellingham area as a pioneer.
But he fought to secede from the Union. He fought against our country. I'm just saying.
So everyone who fought the Civil War on the other side is all evil now? They were doing what they thought was patriotic.
I'm not saying they're evil, but at the same time, I don't know that we need statues of Robert E. Lee on the town square.
For some reason, they thought they had to have that for over 100 years. Now, in our smartness of this 21st century, we're erasing so many things from the past because we're somehow smarter than the people were 100 years ago. We weren't even there. The 100 year ago people were there, and they put that statue up for a reason. I don't know the reason, but it's just part of history.
All right. Okay. Well, all right, Rich.
Rewriting history.
Okay. Well, it is, and that's why I brought it up, because it is definitely an issue that's worthy of debate. Thanks for your call, and we'll take a quick break. We got a bunch of folks on the line. We'll get right to you here in 2 minutes on KGMI Connects.
Hi, I'm Lorraine from Lorraine's Window Coverings. Stop by my new store at Bakerview Square and see all the new affordable Graber window treatments available with a free cordless lift system. Then we'll come to you for your own in-home consultation. We have the latest styles and colors, and then we come to you with just the right samples, and our professional installers do the rest. Just call
738-8175. Call Lorraine for your new blinds.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
For their 75th anniversary this year, DeWard and Bodie chose to celebrate by giving back. Through their October Food and Funds event, DeWard and Bodie matched $50,000 in donations. With this collaborative generosity, a mighty $100,000 was raised for Whatcom and Skagit County food banks. Donations to the food banks go to buying food, keeping trucks running, and paying staff. Through the power of community, these donations will help to drive out hunger from Whatcom and Skagit counties. This anniversary marks 75 years of DeWard and Bodie's legacy of giving back to the communities they serve.
The Upside is brought to you from a grant provided by Bayside Coin and Jewelry, the largest buyer and seller of gold and silver in the Northwest. Bayside Coin and Jewelry in the Iowa Business Park.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
The most stressful part of a car accident should be the car accident, not getting an estimate or dealing with insurance. That's why Olson Auto Body strives to make the repair process as stress-free as possible. They're a certified collision center for Subaru, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, and other manufacturers. They'll work with your insurance, and you'll also have the peace of mind of a lifetime warranty on all their work. Visit Olson Auto Body just off I-5, exit 254 on the corner of Humboldt and Ohio, or online at olsonautobody.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Don't worry about your furnace on the coldest days of the year. Talk with West Mechanical, your independent trained dealer, about replacing your old inefficient furnace with a Trane comfort system today. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Let's go to our friend Tom in Port Angeles. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Joe. How you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind here?
All right. If you've ever looked at the counties on the eastern side of the Mississippi, you'll see something really really remarkable in the fact that those counties were laid down in the mileage that a horse could carry a rider.
Okay.
So there's like 600 of them out there. There's a big difference between between the time that steam engines came in, transportation came in, and there's just, well, like I say, there's 600 of them. So if I can give something to John in Ferndale to help him,
okay,
take a look at one small part of this, but that's streamlining those 600 counties. It looks like that anyway. That's got to be streamlined a lot, and Trump is still working on election stuff. Trump never stopped working for us, and if everything you've already heard about the election being stolen, well, in light of Zuckerberg and billions of dollars and some guy named Elias, first name Michael.
Okay.
There's more. There's more than enough evidence to put together an inquiry that could be launched by the Supreme Court of its own volition.
All right. So you say there's evidence of a stolen election.
You bet. And that might give something John to look at. There's other things about elections that are really important too.
Okay.
But there's so much possibility of fraud with that many counties. And, you know, maybe three counties could be put together, or four counties be put together and be a little bit more like the west side of the Mississippi.
All right. Well, I don't know. I guess that debate will continue as well. Thanks, Tom. I want to give Jake a chance. Jake in Bellingham. Hi.
Hi, it is Jake. Yeah, former morning news producer up there, actually, at KGMI.
How are you doing, Jake?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was listening to the start of the show, and I was kind of surprised by what you said. I was very tickled by this, you know, this latest Joe Rogan controversy. And I'm not the biggest fan of him, but I think he's culturally important. And, I mean, he's kind of like the future of radio in a way.
Okay.
And I mean, because a lot of people say radio's dying, and you know, young kids, they're, you know, they don't want to be part of it. But he's having like a 3-hour-long conversation with, you know, figures from left and right and center and all kinds of voices, and essentially he's like, you know, a free speech platform, and all kinds of interesting things are being said, and all that to say, I think he's definitely worth your time to check out.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's talked to Bernie Sanders and Oliver Stone, but he's also talked to, like, Kanye West and Jocko Willink and all kinds of people, basically.
All right.
And
well,
so
I'll check him out.
Yeah. But the controversies are funny because he's essentially, like, the extreme centrist, right? he doesn't like to take positions on things. And he kind of, you know, he just asks questions. He's like the new Socrates in that sense. He's like America's Socrates.
Okay. Well, maybe he's a little, I guess maybe I'm a little bit like him in that respect. I mean, I take a position on stuff, but I let people talk. So I promise I'll check him out, Jake.
Yeah, there's tons of clips on YouTube. Yeah, maybe start with like Oliver Stone. They have a lot of interesting stuff to say. So,
all right. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Take care, man. And I mean, I guess, you know, I guess I should listen to my own advice and be open to at least listen to people before making a judgment. I think that's fair. Let's go to Kirk in Bellingham. Hey, Kirk.
Good day, brother. Hey.
Yeah.
Let's nitpick over some details here.
Okay.
If Redskins are racist, then yeah. People referring to Southern whites as rednecks, that's racist too, so let's just get past this.
Now, I don't know if it's the same thing, but...
But, yeah, but the reason I originally called is I hate to keep jousting with Meathead John and Ferndale, but the thing is, man, comparing January 6th to Pearl Harbor and 9/11, as a fellow veteran, I'm sorry, but I just find that out of line, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kirk. Let's go to Michael in Linden. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have to agree with just the previous caller and say it's just got to be an insult to the true victims of 9/11 families to hear something like that. But that being said, I was calling about the Confederate statues in Baltimore and how everybody was talking about how racist and offensive they are and this and that. You know, here's the fun fact that nobody knows. Do you know how the Confederate statues got in Baltimore to begin with? You know who put them there?
I don't know specifically those.
You know, and you know what's ironic? Neither do any of the other police people that are complaining either. It was Nancy Pelosi's father.
Nancy Pelosi's father?
When he was the mayor of Baltimore. Okay. He's personally responsible for placing all the Confederate memorial statues in Baltimore. So the next time people get upset and want to call Republicans racist, it's kind of nice to remember exactly where they came from to begin with. And it's the same party that was the Ku Klux Klan and the same party that filibustered the Civil Rights Bill back in the 60s. And I remember when Joe Biden actually bragged about receiving an award from George Wallace.
Okay, okay. But now, Michael, I have to say that we can go back and we can say this party did this, but you can't brand today's party, either party, by what occurred or what is done by members of that party years and years and years ago, because the complexion has changed. And for quite frankly, I think you have to admit that it was ultimately Democrats that did pass civil rights legislation, and with Republican help, for sure. But it was Democrats who led the charge, and it was a Democratic
total back in the day.
It was a Democratic president.
Republicans opposed, and there were 17 opposed. So you need to get your facts. But now
there were. But some of the Democrats became Republicans. Strom Thurmond is a good example, and not all of them. Robert Byrd and others stayed in the Democratic Party, but many, and that's because Democrats did. It did, you know, in Washington, it was Democrats from the South. But after civil rights legislation was passed, many of those, then that's when the red wave took over in the South, regardless of what the cause was. But many Democrats left the party because of the passage of that civil rights legislation.
The second fun fact is the last time a court actually found that somebody had actually violated the rights of a black person voting was Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas in 1987. Okay. And the case is Clinton versus Smith.
Well,
and so it's really easy to look all this stuff up, but I was involved in a Twitter conversation yesterday with people that were calling Colin Kaepernick a hero for kneeling on the American flag. And I asked them, do you happen to know who Sergeant William Carney is? Would you happen to know by chance?
No.
He was the first black person to ever win the Congressional Medal of Honor in 1863. And the reason he won it is despite being shot three times, he never let the flag touch the ground.
Okay, but come
on. And now you have your Paul Harvey rest of the story for the day.
Okay.
Good day.
All right, Michael. Good to hear from you. But, you know, the bottom line is we go back and forth on this, and you're racist and we're not. But no, you're racist and we're not. And where is that all getting us? It's not getting us anywhere closer to any kind of agreement or any moving our society ahead at all. And our side is not going to win, and the other side's not going to win this debate. If that's all we have, is we're just throwing this stuff back and forth at each other. And for what? It's like, you know, monkeys in cages throwing you-know-what at each other. And ultimately, it's not real, I would say, not accomplishing much of anything. But we'll keep the debate going, and all calls are welcome here on KGMI Connects. And I got folks on the line. We'll get right to you in 2 minutes here on KGMI.
If you've been thinking about buying the most reliable, safest, and most adventurous Outback ever, now's the time to stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru and find out how you can own one. The Outback will take you as far as you want to explore, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon. And you can explore your world with confidence, since 97% of all Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And if your vehicle needs service, check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Stop by for your next oil change and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county. EPA-estimated highway fuel economy for 2022 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Longevity based on Experian automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model years 2011 to 2020 as of December 2020.
Hi, Marcia Neal with Vibrant USA, here to talk to you about health insurance. Are you looking at retiring soon? Or maybe a change in your employment left you without coverage? Whether it is Medicare or individual health insurance you need, find out how working with a licensed insurance agent at Vibrant USA can help you navigate the plans available in your area and help you make the best choice for you and your family. Learn more today by visiting us at vibrantusa.com and see how we can make finding the right plan a breeze.
We are Linden Door, based in Linden, Washington. You may know our high-quality door products in homes, offices, hospitals, and hotels across the U.S. and Canada. But you may not know us, the hundreds of people who are the Linden Door family. You'll find a supportive work environment and opportunity at Linden Door, with room to grow and develop your purpose. We enjoy working together and what we do. Build your career at Linden Door. LindenDoor.com/careers. Or say hi in person and fill out an application at 2077 Main Street, Linden.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And we go to our friend Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Very good. Thanks.
Well, I try to be argumentative, I guess, but I guess you just mentioned that we should have a debate, so I'll try my best.
Okay.
You know, Mark Levin, he's on Fox every weekend, and the thing I was wondering, it's been said lately by a lot of people, they call China communist China. And I can understand why they may call them the Chinese Communist Party. That's one thing, because National Socialist German Workers' Party is what Hitler was, and he wasn't a socialist or in favor of the workers other than to go off to war. But I think these mistakes are maybe purposeful, but I don't think, and I'll ask you the question, China is not actually a communist country, are they? They have plenty of rich businessmen. I've heard news from it where they had a housing bubble. It was probably a year or two ago, and they were having a hard time selling the units and stuff. So they've, I think they have done a lot for their poor, whatever else is good or bad about them. But you can comment. I'll also mention, in case people think this communism stuff is too much, I'd like to recommend someone go on Counterpunch or use Counterpunch to Google Kim C. Domenico. I think she's kind of like a nice sort of decentralized and almost, you know, I guess anarchist, you know, the good variety of anarchist, not the breaking, and for a much more slower pace to life, and where people aren't at each other and competing furiously and plowing over all the arable forests and on and on and on. So
okay.
I thought I'd just mention that name. So if you think socialism and it has many varieties, there's one that may appeal to people. And it would be ahistorical, according to Michael Perini, that it's never happened. You know, the the Paris Commune was ruined, the experiment in Spain at the Spanish Civil War that turned into a dictatorship, and some others haven't done so well either. But it may make sense to keep trying and investigating. And one last thought. I think there's purportedly going to be intimidation by the right wing at many of the polling places, and also hiring, as you know, of their own poll watchers and secretaries of state. I think if we could get the message out that it's not that big of a deal to know, but if people vote through mail, then they won't have those threatening situations at everyone's polling place. So mm-hmm. we probably should be encouraging voting for mail so that we won't be intimidated at the polls. So I just thought I'd add those things, and I thank you for letting me talk.
All right. Thanks, Jim. And as I don't know where I've lived where there have been polling places. Now we don't have them here any longer here in Washington State, but it was always illegal to campaign outside of a polling place within a certain distance of the polling place. And I suspect that's the case in other states that have actual physical polling centers. So hopefully those rules remain in place, because people should not be intimidated by anyone. And I know poll watchers, that's been a tradition that the specific parties have had their own poll watchers, and that's just what they are, people that would stand and just be there and observe the system and observe the process of people going and voting. But and as far as China, I mean, that's Jim makes a good point. I mean, China, I guess it's called a communist country because it was founded under the guise of communism, but it is basically, it's a tightly regulated one-party system, one-party, but by and large, capitalist system, is it not? I don't know. I haven't studied it that closely, but sure doesn't seem to be what Marx had envisioned. Let's go to JT, rather, in Bellingham. Hey, JT.
Oh, hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. You want to talk football?
Yeah, Well, yeah, you know, I just wanted to revisit, we've never had a weekend of playoffs like this last one.
I know. It was amazing.
I mean, just the quality of the skill level on both sides of the winners and the losers. Is really, they're all winners because they all get paid, you know. But
yeah, for sure. compared to
but
us.
I just wanted to revisit real quickly that blocked punt at Lambeau.
Uh-huh.
Now, I listen to it on the radio, and so I get a real detailed post-game interviews.
Uh-huh.
And the post-game interview is on KPUG with Jordan Lewis. That's the man that blocked it, the defensive tackle for the San Francisco team.
Uh-huh.
And he told this story that, you know, because I pick up very interesting aspects of the human experience. But here he is. He's like way down the depth chart. He's a defensive tackle. He doesn't have much of a body of work. And he had a bad ankle sprain early in the year, so he never got no playing time. So he might get cut. He might not ever play again. And he loves the game. And the coach walked up to him. You know, because coaching, it's about coaching. The special teams coach walked up. This is from Jordan Lewis's own mouth.
Okay.
Walked up to him just before the play and looked him right in the eye and said, "Jordan, we need you to go block that punt." I mean, you know, and so the kid, it's like suddenly he can see the sun. It's like, wow,
uh-huh.
I can do something this year, you know. And then, you know, there's a lot of those tricks on the line. I don't know if you ever played football, but you can get them to believe you're heading for the B gap and you're heading for the A gap, you know, between the center and the guard.
Uh-huh.
That's the straightest line is the shortest distance, so they always think you're going to go that way. But somehow he juked the guy, and he got that A gap, and he hit that thing and blocked it. No, that was a great play for that man, but regardless of what team he's on, of course, it cost the other team the game, but
me being a Packer fan, but I couldn't get upset about that play because the Packers, it should not have come down to even that block punt. I mean, Aaron Rodgers just did not make it happen on that game. So, From my perspective.
The other thing is,
what's that?
You know, with the snow and everything, what a visual, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then with that block punt, who's ever seen a block punt that flew that high up in the air? I mean, it went straight up about a mile, and then nobody knew where it was until all of a sudden it popped down and right in front of a San Francisco player, and, oh, here we go. Let's carry this into the end zone. It's like, oh, my God.
How astute of that special teams coach to give that kid direct attention for just a moment and inspire him to do that.
Curses upon him.
That's
what
well, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, JT. Well, that's all the time we have today. But, boy, the lively discussion all the way around, that's for certain. And we'll hope to continue it tomorrow, that's for sure. We'll talk Joe Rogan. We'll talk vaccines. We'll talk racism. It's all fair game here on KGMI Connects. Thanks for all your calls, and I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday.
The most stressful part of a car accident should be the car accident, not getting an estimate or dealing with insurance. That's why Olson Auto Body strives to make the repair process as stress-free as possible. They're a certified collision center for Subaru, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, and other manufacturers. They'll work with your insurance, and you'll also have the peace of mind of a lifetime warranty on all their work. Visit Olson Auto Body just off I-5, exit 254 on the corner of Humboldt and Ohio, or online at olsonautobody.com.
Baby, it's cold outside. Time to call the experts at AirTech Heating to keep your home toasty all winter long. Whether you need maintenance or a new furnace, heat pump, ductless heating system, or a new gas fireplace, AirTech Heating is just a phone call away. You can rely on top quality installation and service from AirTech Heating, a premier Lennox dealer for over three decades. Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech today at 734-5010 and online at airtechheat.net to find out how you can take the freezing out of your winter season.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed, designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99 to become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminars Monday, February 21st at the Four Points by Sheraton in Bellingham, and Tuesday, February 22nd at the Best Western Plus Skagit Valley Inn and Convention Center in Mount Vernon. Stop smoking seminar 8 to 10 p.m. Registration 30 minutes before seminar.
This is News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI Bellingham. KISM HD2 Bellingham from the West Mechanical Studio.